The material universe is not our home. This earthly realm, so filled with suffering, cannot bring us happiness. That is why the Bible tells us not to love this world or the things of this world. All bona fide prophets, including Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, and many other great teachers, deliver the same threefold message. Using different terminologies, they teach us to love God with all our hearts, to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to seek the kingdom of God, which is our true home. Jesus said, "Our Father, who art in heaven," by saying, "Our Father," Jesus has made it clear that each of us has connections in the material world just as he does. We all have a common origin and home. But as long as we are covered by lust, we forget this truth and live like criminals sentenced to a long prison term, reincarnating over and over again as we search for peace and happiness in all the wrong places. Since in our original state we are all pure servants of God, whatever else we have become, it's temporary. Part of the contamination that we have imposed upon ourselves lifetime after lifetime, once we identify with the material world, we are subject to its problems and errors. If we become too attached to the things of this world, we cannot have sufficient love for God because we cannot serve God and mammon simultaneously. If our minds are filled with lustful thoughts of material pleasure, there is little room for spirituality to enter our consciousness. That is why the saints have told us throughout millennia to simplify our lives with simple living and high thinking. We should always engage in purifying our consciousness. If we do not, we will not have room for higher realizations.